Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Many Native Americans view the country's celebration of Independence Day differently than the typical American traditions of fireworks, hot dogs, and patriotic parades. As the nation prepares for a year of events marking the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, many Native Americans are asking how they fit into the historical narrative. Some tribes and individual Native people were involved in the American Revolution and the political conflicts that led up to it. But Native Americans are barely a footnote in the official conversations at the time and had little involvement in the national recognition of this year's anniversary. Andre Jacobs is Yupik and Inupiaq. He's the former director of Tribal Partnerships for America 250. He says the predominant message from tribes during planning discussions is that for them, this year is not a celebration, but a commemoration of survival. He says many tribes intend to use this time to express their perspective on patriotism and sovereignty.
You know, what's very interesting is that, like, different states that I went to, many people in the Native community were very interested in how they could be a part of this. Because they wanted to amplify their untold stories and making sure, because if there's any time to talk about America, it was going to be in the 250th. Well, Native people need to get ahead of it. I mean, if we've been here 40 times longer than America, we should get ahead of the messaging and not be reliant off of a federal commission yet again.
Jacob says to him, honoring ancestors, caring for elders, protecting people and the land are central to what patriotism means today. Darren Bonaparte is the director of the St. Regis Mohawk Tribe's Tribal Historic Preservation Office. He is Akwesasne Mohawk. He says the history of tribes' participation in the American Revolution is complex. In many cases, he says, fighting for one side or another was an individual choice, not driven by any kind of strategic ideology.
We usually had a colony nearby that we were engaged in trade in. The goods that we got kind of created an arms race among our people. The weapons change, the tools change, the clothing change, just about everything changed. We have to look at it in that context, that a lot of the Native tribes kind of had their backs against the wall. They were trying to do what was best for their communities, not worrying so much about their colonial overlords, as they say, but mostly about how are we going to survive this? Because each one of those wars was a potential apocalypse. The problem was that our chiefs and our councils were asked to maintain neutrality for the most part, but that didn't really mean anything because the outside didn't really respect neutrality. When some tribe went out of their way to say, we're going to stay out of this, we're neutral, the outside just looked at it as, well, they haven't joined the enemy yet, so we're going to be watching them, making sure that they don't join the enemy. So it was almost an impossible situation for Native people.
Bonaparte says he isn't focused on whatever the federal government has planned to commemorate the Declaration of Independence. He looks forward to the varied ways individual tribes contribute to the discussion. He says Native people have their own perspectives to share when it comes to the history and lasting impacts of the American Revolution. And he says his tribe still confronts the outcome of the American Revolution every day.
After the war is when they drew the U.S.-Canada border right through our village here in Akwesasne. They rolled out a big map and they said, how about if the border between British territory and American territory runs down the St. Lawrence River until it reaches the 45th parallel, and then it'll go towards Maine. And it just so happened that our village was right where the 45th parallel meets the St. Lawrence River. So I don't think Ben Franklin had a little triangle on his map for Akwesasne. I don't think he even heard of us, but we're left with that. And so we live through the aftermath of the American Revolution every day because we have the border going through our territory. It's a curious thing that when I give little talks about history, is people realize that it may have been a quarter of a millennium ago, but we're still very much divided because of that.
Like Andre Jacobs, Darren Bonaparte says Native Americans have an opportunity this year to insert their stories into the discussions and celebrations and what the public understands about the history that makes America what it is. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.